If you rode a wagon down what is now Oak Lawn in April of 1913, you would have passed four large canvas tents. There, beneath the shade of the oak trees, what looked like a campsite was actually the first medical clinic for babies in North Texas. A young nurse named May Forster Smith founded the camp, frustrated that babies were dying, often in hospitals for adults.
People really didn't understand that they weren't just short adults. They really were young babies that had their own very specific medical care needs.
That's Mary Hayes, an archivist with Children's Medical Center. In Texas, infant mortality was high. The Dallas Morning News reported 15 babies died daily. Part of the problem was infectious disease, but the other killer was rotten food, most often milk that would spoil in the hot weather. Hayes says parents would show up at the baby camp with infants severely underweight, 1 6-month-old weighing only 9 pounds.
What they would do is get drops of milk on fingertips and put them on these babies' tongues, and sometimes would have to stroke these babies' throats with their fingers to encourage them to swallow because they were so weak.
May Forster Smith would keep babies weeks, sometimes months, until they were healthy, letting them go only after teaching parents how to keep them from getting sick again. The technology at the baby camp was primitive, but Smith and the other nurses improvised. To keep babies warm, they would heat bricks and wrap them in towels to create a sort of washtub incubator. And then there were the bugs.
The cribs and these incubators might have been put on legs that were then put in tin cans full of water and kerosene designed to keep the ants from crawling up into the incubators.
About 100 babies were treated the first summer, and word spread quickly about the camp's success. In 1915, it moved indoors into a small cottage, but Smith dreamed of a permanent baby hospital in Texas, and it wasn't long before she got a $100,000 donation to open the Bradford Hospital.
And so they come with hope and thankfulness. Volunteer doctors and volunteer workers who consider it a privilege to give their experience, training, and time without any financial remuneration whatsoever.
This hospital for children was a little bit quirky.
The well-meaning architect or designers decided that if this is a hospital for babies, the light switches need to be placed down where babies can turn them on, which is crazy. So the doctors and the nurses found themselves leaning over to turn the light switches off and on.
Hayes says Nurse Smith never married, but did raise babies who'd been abandoned. In the black and white photos, you see a tiny woman, always with unruly hair.
Every time I look at him, I have to smile because I just think she looked in the mirror once in the morning, maybe, and then she never looked in the mirror again. She was too busy and had other more important things to do.
When Smith got pneumonia in 1938, she refused to stop working. She died in the hospital she created, surrounded by the nurses she had trained. But her vision lived on. Bradford became Children's Medical Center, a place where kids could go for the newest life-saving surgeries. In 1968, the hospital opened the country's very first day surgery program for children. Here's a vintage video describing it.
A program that allows children such as this one to spend only a few hours away from home.
Hi, good morning, Bobby.
If you visit Children's Medical Center today, you might hear less of that music and more of this. Outside of the hospital's high-tech broadcast studio, kids are dancing, some with IV poles by their side. Hayes says Children's Medical Center wouldn't be here without Nurse Smith and her dream of saving babies, born in a tent beside an old oak tree. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.